Our first guest is a gentleman whose picture you see every so often, if you're lucky enough to handle any $50 bills anyway. And his story is fascinating. At the age of 32, he was a failure. He had resigned from the United States Army after being reprimanded at a fight with his superiors. Then he failed at farming, failed at selling real estate, and at clerking in a customs house. So the question is, how did he move from these serious difficulties to become president of the United States? It's a good question. I'm sure he'll be able to answer it this evening. Ladies and gentlemen, former President Ulysses S. Grant. Good evening, Mr. President.
Good evening, John.
Great pleasure indeed, sir, to have you with us.
My pleasure.
I see, sir, that you chose to dress as General Grant rather than in civilian attire.
Yes, I always saw myself as a military man rather than as a politician.
I see. Well, now, Mr. President, we've already mentioned your repeated failure in civilian life, and I understand that you plan to tell us of your difficulties in the military career. And then a third factor, sir, as you know, is that you made a good many enemies during and after the Civil War. Now, those are really three strikes. How in the world, then, were you ever elected president?
Seems to me there are two main reasons. You see, the process by which we Americans elect our president has nothing to do with finding the best man in the country.
Oh, really?
Now, if it were true that the most noble, the best educated, the most dedicated, most intelligent man were always elected president, I'm afraid very few of those who have been president would have qualified. Then, of course, the other reason is that the North had won the Civil War, and I represented the Union cause. So The people really weren't voting for me. You see, they didn't know me that well. In a sense, they were voting for themselves.
I see what you mean. Well, thank you, Mr. President.